moving into the Lachos and Matanos Tavyonim. So the Pasuk of Megillah says the Klai Yisrael are the neighbors. The Mordechai and Esther and the Chacham of that generation asked Klai Yisrael to undertake. Klai Yisrael undertook, and they ratified such an idea that they have to give. They give matanos levyonim. Chazal understand this to mean you give one matana to one each of two evyonim. So you have to give two evyonim each one a matana. The language of the pasuk is an evyon. So Rashi and Chumash says that the word evyon means a toy of the chol davar. He's desiring everything. He's lacking everything, so he's desiring everything. So there is a suggestion that maybe over here, to fulfill the mitzvah matanos avyonim, you can't just give to a person who's an ani. It has to be simply a person who is an evyon, has nothing. But the Aruch HaShulchan said that's incorrect. Over here, to using the language of evyon, not as opposed to ani, it means a person who has the status of an ani. Status of an ani is a person who can have items, he has things, he doesn't have enough to be able to live on in the basic level of lifestyle of the community that he lives in. That's the status of an ani. So even though he does have many things, he doesn't have enough, that would give him the status of an ani. You would fulfill that mitzvah by giving to two of such an ani. If you give to a family, there's a husband and a wife, that's two people, you would fulfill the mitzvah of matanos yavyonim, a father and a son, a parent and a child, whatever that would be, it's two people. So you fulfill the mitzvah of matanos yavyonim if you're giving enough that both of them should get. What's the amount that you have to give, which is the minimum amount? So there's three opinions in halacha, the minimum amount of matanos yavyonim. The Shabur brings the mitzvah, says a pruta. So you give a pruta to each ani and you fulfill the mitzvah. The definition of a pruta is complicated. There's machlokes that means based on the value of silver content of what a pruta was not a copper coin, but it was a certain amount of compared to a silver content. You would work that backwards. You figure it out. Nowadays it's a few cents. So you give 10 cents, fulfill the mitzvah of avyonim. According to that, there's another way to understand it means the buying power of a pruta is man chazal. And you want to transfer that buying power to nowadays. So they lived in a society where pruta was, even though it's very small, it had much more buying power than 5 cents has nowadays. That's one understanding. The Shari Tshuva brings a second understanding from the Machzik Bracha, which is the Chidah. He quotes the name of the Zer Yaakov, that you have to give enough that you should be able to get to buy Gimel Beyim of Pas. Three Beyas worth of Pas, which we mentioned before, that a Beya is about a slice of bread. So three slices of bread, the money that costs three slices of bread. Ramosha has a tshuva where he says that that's not sufficient. It should be enough to make a small meal. He doesn't have a tshuva. He has a quote from the Mor of the Yeshua and from Ramosha, that Ramosha said it has to be the amount of a small meal. And the Sefer was published in 1979. I don't know when he got the quote from Russia. He says a dollar was enough to make a small meal. I think that's probably not true anymore, but a person could go to the store for a few dollars, he could buy a roll, he could buy a can of tuna fish, he could buy something to drink, and he has a small meal. So that's what he's referring to. So the $3, $4, and $5 would be the minimum amount, according to that, that a person would be able to buy enough to be able to buy a small meal. So a person would give to one family, which has a husband and a wife, he gives them $8, he would fulfill the mitzvah, $8, $10, he would fulfill the mitzvah of Matanos Tevinim. We'll talk about this more about Hashem on Sunday morning. Have a good Shabbat. Thank you.